Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in San Francisco at the Ritz-Carlton, and I'm at Mohawk's Forward event, and I'm with Martin Lesiak and Anastasia Sue with 13 and 9. You guys doing okay today?
Yes, we're
doing great.
You collaborated with the Mohawk Group on Moving Floors, which this year at Neocon won gold best of show in the modular category. We'll get to that in just a minute. You're a design team that collaborates together on product development. But I want to give a little background because I think it's one of the reasons that you're very successful. Martin, you're an architect. And Anastasia, you're a fashion designer, right?
I am fashion and product designer, and I collaborate together with Martin since 3 years. We build up our own firm, doing interdisciplinary design for diverse products, starting for flooring, furniture, lighting, even fashion as well, my background. And we also do own our own label that designs, produces, and sells our own products, which are most based in fashion accessories.
Martin, you have an architectural firm in Austria called InnoCAD, right?
Yes, we run an architecture business since 50 years, my founding partner Peter and me, and we are in all kinds of architecture, exterior as well as interior.
Last night you gave a presentation to this group that was titled The Search for the Soul of Design. Most people that are really good in design know that design is something that creative people do. You develop things that have never been created before in the building environment. A well-designed building functions well. It serves the Vitruvian man as far as everything being in balance. And in the fashion business, Anastasia, success comes from creating things that work well with the fashions of today, right?
This is something, if we say it's in the mainstream, but the question is, how long is this going to take? And I do not believe that relevance in the fashion now depends of overproducing and overcreating something that we don't connect to it. Just to have another nice shirt, we don't need things anymore. We have enough clothes, but now importance is to create things that have story in the drafting, in the producing steps, stories that can connect to the user. The millennium generation, they want to have transparency about the design, how this is made, and what is the purpose of these things. And this is something that I really do believe that is rethinking in fashion industry, as well also in the interior design industry, because we are not only creating things that we possess, could we also create some things that we love or we connect to them and have emotional experience with them. And this is something that we call the soul of design. We give in every our process, starting with drafting till producing as well, collaborating, we give a transparency. I want to tell a story and we want to take everybody on the board. And this is some emotional dimension that comes to functionality, as you said, but also aesthetic behind it. And I hope this stays consistent and permanent in the future.
And one of the things, Martin, in your architectural firm, InnoCAD, it's an acronym. It helps to define, there's four elements to it. One of them is distinctive. I know that was the last one. And what were the other three?
Interdisciplinary. This is the way we work. We are highly collaborative, and even in our team, we combine talents from different professions. Then the second is non-conformist. This is something that was, especially for me, always an issue. Always felt too, that I'm a little bit out of the box, and I try to cultivate that and professionalize that. And caring is very important, so respect all beings, not just our clients, but all users and also our environment. And the last thing is distinctiveness. So we try to create things with personality, often not in the common sense of beauty, but in a very individual aesthetic.
And as you said earlier, you work in, obviously you work in flooring because we're here at the Mohawk event, but you've created lighting fixtures, furniture, fashion items, and there's a picture, and I think they're very striking. You've actually even designed a pair of his and her sunglasses, right?
Yeah, very interesting limited edition eyewear collection, which is based on the construction used in the architecture. So this eyewear or these shades have a perfect symmetry and relationship between angles and surfaces. So it took us almost a year to develop prototypes with our manufacturer in Austria. that have not been used of such a precision. But we created also a flat sculptures with flat lenses. And when the people wear those eyewear, it's like, you know, discovering yourself again. Most of the time they say, oh, I'm not sure if this works for me. It looks great on you. But then they try and they realize they just like transform. Oh my God. There's some kind of, how to say, this is the emotional kick behind this product.
And we always search for some kind of relevance. We have certain strategies to achieve this goal, to be relevant, to create this soul. And one strategy is to people step out of the box, to get a new, more conscious
perception, probably.
Perception.
Yeah.
And the awareness is a very good tool for that, because people are attracted, but at the same time afraid. But when they wear it, they feel different, because it's transformation of their personality. And this is works really well, and is a very successful product.
Yeah. Product won also one of the important product design awards in European Red Dot Awards as well.
So, Martin, you won Designer of the Year and actually were a keynote speaker at Neocon this last year. So I want to call that out for sure. So you guys are both very successful. You've been working together for 3 years. And not only are you partners in business, but you're life partners as well.
Yeah. This is something Martin said before. Balance is important. We do work together every day, but we still have our own specialties and department. And this is something what also makes us successful in the firm, that we have a group of people who have their knowledge and backgrounds, but we are able to go out of the box and collaborate with each other and learn from each other. And I think this is same with the relationships. Everybody has his own personalities, personality and also, you know, schedules. But we learn from each other every day. And this is, I think the balance is the right word for private and business life.
And the good thing is that you can share a lot of nice
experiences. This is true, yeah.
Not just in private, also in business.
All right, let's talk real quickly before we run out of time about moving floors. One of the things that makes moving floors, I think, very distinctive, and I think it's the reason that designers that came through that actually judged these projects picked it, is because of what you call the fourth dimension. When you look at this carpet, it's well constructed, very tight construction, but the aesthetics of it uses a texture, and depending on which angle you look at this texture, it looks different. So talk just briefly about that, if you would.
Yeah, the idea was to create not another nice carpet pattern, but to create a system, a design tool for designers, that they can find their own creativity and their personal solution for their client. Some kind of a story that we begin to tell, and each individual finds its personal ending for that story. And it deals with the fourth dimension, so it's a two-dimensional product shifted first in the third dimension. But depending on space and time and angle of light, when you walk through a space, it's dynamically moving in a very subtle way, because subtlety is very important for us, and not to be too flashy.
And I understand that for next year, there's going to be an extension to that and some new looks in this collection, correct?
Yes, we plan to continue on this moving floors collection, because it's also some kind of sustainability
issue.
Not to do something once and then you force yourself to create something new, but you have the feeling it's not finalized yet. And so we developed this collection, but we're also talking about working in another field, in another carpet field together.
All right, great, guys. It was great to visit with you again. Been talking to the two core designers of 13 and 9, Martin Lesiak and Anastasia Sue, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.